No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We have got some union questions that have come in from the listeners. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely, always.
All right, our first one is from someone who said, I've just left my job and in my final paycheck, I see they haven't paid out all of my holiday leave. I've emailed my now ex-employer but haven't heard back. What should I do?
So that's not right at all. An employee's final pay must include payment for all the hours worked since the last pay until the end of employment, payment for the annual holidays, public, and, you know, any alternate holidays owing, and any additional lump sum or other payments owing. So that sounds, you know, I'm not sure how long it's been for this person. It should be within the next pay cycle. So if you leave on a Friday and the next pay cycle is on the next Wednesday, you should get all your pay by that Wednesday. So that's pretty concerning to me. I think that it sounds like you need to make a claim for your unpaid wages and holiday pay. And let them know that they've breached, in the first instance, they've breached employment laws. If you are a member of a union, I would give them a ring because they can help you through this process. But mm-hmm. if not, again, the Community Law Centre is a really good resource because it kind of sounds like if they don't reply, you might have to do a personal grievance.
Right.
A personal grievance is a kind of formal process. You know, it's laid out in employment law, and basically you ask to go to mediation with the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, and they have to respond within a certain time frame. And so there's a bunch of things that you can do, but and it sounds like you might have to go down this route if they don't respond. There's lots of templates for personal grievances on the internet. You know, it's quite easy to write one, so you could do that. But I would, in the first instance, probably just write an email saying, "Hey, look, I am owed this, and this would be a breach of employment law. So can you please get back to me within, you know, 2 working days? And if you don't get back to me, I will proceed with the personal grievance, and then just." Get some advice from either your union rep or the Community Law Centre is what I would do, because yes, you should have been paid all of that.
Excellent. All right. Well, that kind of segues nicely into our next question. Someone's asking, how do I apply to be the union rep at my workplace? I don't even know if we have one right now.
So that's a really good question, because I do talk a lot about union reps, so you should know how to be one or how it works, right?
Mm.
So if you have a collective agreement, so basically that means you have a unionized workplace, you will have like a delegate structure. And so delegates are elected by your work, your colleagues. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to call the union up and say, hey, look, I'm interested in being a delegate. Or often you can just find a delegate form on your union's website. So I know the union I work for, you look up, you know, delegate and it'll come up and you can download it and... you know, you have a seconder, kind of like a really democratic process.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a unionized workplace, it's a little bit, you know, obviously those formal structures really aren't in place. But, you know, if you are a member of a union, I'd just give them a ring and say, I'm interested in kind of advocating for my colleagues, you know, what can I do? And you have a conversation about that. If you do have a collective agreement in place on site, you should be, you know, if you're interested in being a delegate, you'd be elected. So it kind of is an elected process, but it's very easy. And you need a seconder. You kind of just need to, for me, I was a delegate. I filled in the form and I kind of asked people, like, do you want me to be a delegate? And everyone was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, and then I was like, cool, awesome. And the good thing about being a delegate is you get to go away on training days and they teach you all your rights and
awesome.
All your colleagues' rights. It's really cool.
We love to be empowered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our last question is from someone who's asked, what constitutes a formal warning? Do you have to be explicitly told it's a formal warning, asking for a friend?
You absolutely should be. So there are, you know, a formal warning should be in writing. There should be an investigation process prior to that. You should get a letter outlining what's being investigated. And then, you know, if they find that there's a substance to the investigation, then an invitation to a meeting where they give you an outcome. There should be very clear processes in place.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on your, for people who And again, I think like unionized workplaces are different to non-unionized workplaces. And I know in a lot of workplaces this isn't how it happens, but it really is. Again, this is like the law. But if you look on a, if you can get a copy, everyone should see a copy of their workplace's disciplinary process. And so that means like what they're supposed to do when something goes wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And see if they've actually followed that, because if they haven't, that's really sus, and you should get in touch with your union if that's the case. Yeah, so a formal warning should definitely be in writing, and you should be absolutely aware of everything that led up to that moment. You shouldn't, if you're in doubt, it doesn't sound like it's right, because there is, it should be what we call a fair process, mm-hmm. a fair and reasonable process, and a transparent process as well. And there's all these principles of like, you know, natural justice. So, you know, if someone makes an allegation that, you know, you didn't, I don't know, do this that day and that led to all of these other things happening, like you should, that, I mean, I know this is controversial, but they'd have to let you know who actually complained, and then they'd have to do an investigation to actually say if that actually did happen. And then if they found that there was substance to that, then they would say, invite you to a meeting. Well, this is what should happen, in which they outline what the outcome is, and then you'd have an opportunity to respond. It's very important that people have the mm-hmm. ability to respond and give feedback alongside this process. And, you know, have, like, if there's an investigation ongoing, you know, and you're the subject of it, you should have the ability to also have, you know, explain your point of view. So it should, that's how it should be. And I know that it's not how it is at a lot of workplaces, but if everybody listening can get a copy of the disciplinary process at their workplace, and if it's not being followed, you know, you can definitely, I mean, it's their document, right? So they should be following the document.
Well, thank you very much, Justine. Always appreciate your very sage advice. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Have a lovely week.
Cheers. Bye.
See you then.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you very much.